In some ways, the fair isn't so different from the regular county fair, the Sonoma County Fair, that we enjoy every season. For instance, food trucks from all over the Bay Area were there to try to sate the appetite of the fairgoers.
I've never seen anything quite like it. It's also kind of a trade show. I mean, there were tents set up with a number of cannabis businesses where you could buy a variety of products, things like gummies infused with cannabis or even beer infused with cannabis.
Right, and also the kinds of things that a harvester would need to have. For instance, they have machines that would seem to take away the jobs of some of the local folks, the young folks, especially around here, who make their living as trimmers.
That's right. I talked to a man named Barry Schroeder, who owns a business called Ultra Trimmers, and this is basically just a product to help trim the cannabis. And he did not sound remorseful at all about taking the jobs of young trimmers. In fact, one of his customers' feedback was, as he explains it here, I'll let you listen to him.
He goes, you know the sound this machine makes? It's the sound of thousands of trimmers' tears hitting the ground because they know they've lost their job.
And of course, one of the most fun things was the awards show. Starting 15 years ago, they had given awards to the very best marijuana grown outdoors and sustainably. And that's really the ethos of the festival.
And they also had a new type of award this year. Steve, you talked to Tim Blake about this new award.
Right. It's the award that they've had before, which is the kind of Lifetime Achievement Award. But it has a new angle this year.
Willie's coming in to take the formerly the Lifetime Achievement Award, which is now called the Willie Nelson Award, because he's honoring us with the ability to change that forever. And it's one of the proudest moments in my life. I can't believe that, I can believe, but I mean, it's hard to believe that Willie's people would, because they had to vet us out, of course. And his managers and agents and everybody had to look at us and say, okay, are these guys worthy of that? And we obviously passed the test. So it's really cool that, you know, Willie's 85, he won't be around forever.
When Willie Nelson accepted this award, he was very humble on stage. People were very excited to see him, and he kind of immediately handed the mic over to Margo Price, who is a country singer. He walked off the stage almost immediately after, and they actually had to bring him back to give him the award.
Thank you all again. That was great. Appreciate that. Thank you.
As you said, there's a lot of parts of this, and we're going to talk about that more in the next few days, including some of the latest research and some of the talks that were given. But overall, Tim Blake said that the best part of it for him, after starting this 15 years ago, was the fact that there's a sense of community built around the growing and consuming of this product.
The coming together of the tribe, the inspiration everybody has from just knowing that there's something special about what we're doing, that it's good and it's honorable and it's medicine and it is recreational and it's all those things and it's a joyous thing and it's a free celebration of like liberation. And so feeling that with everybody here, seeing the smiles and stuff, man, it gets me high.